We're reading from Zohar for all, New Zohar Bereshit, Genesis part 1, the left line of Vav of Havaya, item 65. You can watch our lesson at Kav.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lessons, Zohar for all. First part, Genesis part 1, New Zohar, the left line of Vav of Havaya, item 65.
Well, let's try and demand the force of annulment to annul ourselves towards a group, so in its center we can annul to the Creator in order to feel how we make Him content.
65. The beginning on the left side of Vav of Havaya, Gvura de Zer Anpin, is darkness. Of the left line of Bina, which expands in darkness below, until Gehenom, hell, is created from him, which is blazing from that darkness of that strong red-black fire. And here, there are strong chips of fire blazing, expanding and drawing below, and they're all drawn from within the darkness, left to the left side below. When the left line comes out in Bina, in Yesut, which is Chochmah without Chasadim, there is darkness where no light shines in, for the Chochmah in it cannot shine without Chasadim. And from that darkness extend the dinim and klipot below, and this is where hell was created from, to judge the wicked. The hell is blazing from that darkness with strong red black fire. The dinim of Bina are called red fire, and the dinim of Malchut mixed with dinim of Bina are called black fire. And here, on the left line of Yesut, the strong chips of fire are blazing, which are called dinim, judgments, which are extended below to sentence human beings. And all the chips of dinim extend from darkness, the left of Yesut, to the left line below, and cleave to the left. 66. Except for when the candle of Bina Yesut rises from Didat HaMasach, when Bina extends the upper light, which performs a zivug over the Masach Dechirik, which Zer Anpin had risen to it for man, and through that zivug da'aka'a, coupling of striking, comes out the degree of chasadim of the first Bechina, which unites the two lines, one with the other. And that zivug da'aka'a, which the Bina performs, is called measuring the Masach. For then the Masach measures the extent of the degree. And it shines to the right line, where the degree of chasadim, which emerged over the Masach, shines and strengthens the right side, chesed. And the light of the degree of chasadim shines to the darkness of the left line. And the lights of the degree of chasadim come to the fire, to the judgments of the left. And they come closer to the fire of the left line and the right line. The degree of chasadim comes closer to the left and unites it with the right and shines from it. And then the left shines, the chokhmah in it. Because after the chokhmah on the left had united with the chasadim on the right, she is completed and can shine. 67. Then, from within the candle, Bina, Yesut, expands and shines another ruach, a blazing ruach, and it expands to be a chariot to the left side of Bina, and it expands in three shades, three lines to the north side. And that ruach does not rise as perfumes and have no scent, because the left of Binah relies on Ruach, which is explained on those three shades. After Binah had erected her left line by the degree of Chasadim, which emerged over the Masach de Zer'anpin, which is called Ruach, wind, also Zer'anpin was merited with that illumination of the left line, because the entire light that the lower one causes the upper light, the lower one rewards it as well. Then Zer'anpin, called Ruach, expands in the illumination of the blazing left and comes out from within the candle, Binah. Zer'anpin expands on his left line to be a chariot to the left line of Binah. And the essence of the left line of Binah does not expand in it, only its illumination, so that it will be a chariot for it. And it expands in three shades, three lines, to the north side. Left line, as was explained on the right line. And although the left line of Zer'anpin extends the Chochmah from the left line of Binah, anyway, the Chochmah is not revealed on the left line of Zer'anpin. Rather, it imparts Chochmah upon Malchut, and in Malchut, Chochmah is revealed. And the illumination of Chochmah is called Besamim, perfumes, or Reach, scent. And that Ruach, the left line of Zer'anpin, does not rise not in perfumes and nor in scent, which is the illumination of Chochmah, because the left line of Binah relies and shines to the Ruach, which is the left line of Zer'anpin, and therefore it is of great illuminance. And if it would have shined himself in Chochmah, it would have been extended to Gar of Chochmah, where all the dinim come from. Therefore, he shines upon Malchut, which shines only from below upward in Vak. And the unification of the left with the right is only when the left shines from below upward. 68. The three lines of the left line of Zer'anpin, these are the three shades which shine on three on all three sides, right, left, middle of the fire, the left line. And they are a fire in the shade of darkness, red, black. These are the three shades which are divided from Ruach, from the left line of Zer'anpin, which comes out from the candle, Binah. Each supports two sides. It turns out that there are nine Bechinot. 69. One shade was blazing the right line of the left, and the fire of the shade of darkness got stronger on the left line, in the right line of the left. Another shade was blazing the particular left line of the left, and the fire got stronger in him with the red shade of the left side. A third shade was blazing the middle line, the particular of the left line, and the fire got stronger with the black shade of the left side. 70. These three shades are one chariot to the left line, to the left side of Binah, letter Vav. They're all the left side of the letter Vav, a chariot to the left side of Binah. And these are the appellations of the Creator on the left. The left of Zer'anpin in general is called the Elohim, from the erasable names. And these two lines, the right and the middle, included in him, have the appellation, the right of the left is called Adir, and the middle of the left is called Chazak, strong. Everything in general is called Gibor, mighty. For the left line of Zer'anpin is called Elohim. Also the Bina is called Elohim. And also Malchut is called Elohim. And the left line of Zer'anpin, Gvura, is also called Elohim. 71. three shades on the left side, they are blazing and shining below. And every shade divides into two others to every side until they are in the calculation of three and three on each side, and together there are nine, like on the right side. And the collective left of Zer Anpin, which rides upon them, completes them into 10, 72. From one shade, which is included in the fire, in the shade of darkness, which is the right line of the left, two lines come from it. One, the middle line, is called Shofet, judge, and one is called Dayan, judge, the left line, as written, Elohim Shofet, judge, as written, the father of orphans and judging widows, Elohim. 73. Two lines coming out from one shade included from the red fire left in the left. One, the right, is called Kabir, mighty. And one, the middle, is called a warrior. Two lines which come out from one shade, which is included and strengthened in the shade of the black fire, the middle of the left. One left is called transgression, and the other one is called paying a reward.
It's not just one left, one right. It's standing out there. There's only one in left and only one in line. One, comma, right. One, comma, left. That it won't, no misunderstandings. Yeah.
74. From here they spread below to several gvurot which have no calculation. And all of them, all the nine lines, are on the left side, and the Creator is called in all of them, and there are all chariots below, under every side. And everything is in the letter Vav, on the left side of Zer Anpin, called Vav. 75/1. Because all the letters from the four letters on the sacred name, they all stand on sacred chariots which supports them, as was explained thus far, and what they rely on. And they're all registered on everyone as he should. And those chariots are appellations for that sacred name and what they stand on. For the nine lines, which are nine chariots to the right side, the right side is called Kel. And the nine chariots are called in appellations. And similarly, the left side of Zer Anpin, which is called Elohim. And the nine chariots, the nine particular lines, are called in appellations. 75/2. Therefore, whoever comes to unify the sacred name should know each of these names of the appellations and what they stand on, and which name governs them, and that side where the chariots are standing in. And everything in the sacred name, in those four letters that the Creator is named after, happy are the righteous, for they take the straight path. Happy are they in this world, and happy are they in the next world, for the Creator loves them. Article, the middle line of Vav Deavaya.
We're trying to be in one intention, all together, in annulment towards our society, towards the whole upper reality.
76. The beginning in the middle side, in the middle line of Vav, Tiferet, is in the open of the east. Is in the open of the east. For the open of the east stands in the middle. For the Tiferet, which is called the east side, which is the middle line, takes two sides to correct them with locks and doors in this side and on the other side. Delet, door, is the darkness of the left, and because of its dispute over the right line, all the lights of the left were locked and became darkness. However, still, the left did not want to subdue and to unite with the right yet until the middle line came and diminished the Ga of the left with the Masach de Chirik in him. And then the left was subdued and united with the right, as written, and if she is a door, there is a board of citrus on her, because the door alone is not enough to unite the left with the right. Rather, a board of citrus is required, which is the Masach de Chirik, diminishing the gar of the left, and it is also called a lock, for it is like a lock, which strengthen the door so that it won't be broken. For the door alone is too weak from guarding the home, and the door is on the left line, and the lock is on the middle line. And after the three lines are included with each other, they all have a door and a lock. The open of the east stands on the middle, which is the middle line. And he takes the two sides, right and left, to correct them with locks and doors. Because through the middle line, the lock is instilled on a door, and by including in each other, the door and the lock are also on the left and on the right, for they are included with each other. 77. That opening is included from all these chariots on the right lines and the left lines of the letter Vav, and that stands on the upper chariot, the chariot which stands on the letter Vav. The middle, its particular middle line in Vav of Zer Anpin. Because Vav is the collective of the three lines Chagat in her, and she is standing in all the upper six sides Chagat Nehi. That Vav is standing on one chariot, three lines, on the right, on the left, Chesed and Gvua. And her own Bechina, Tiferet, which come out from the candle Bina. How do the three shades of the Vav, how do the three lines of the Vav, Zer Anpi and Ruach, come out from Bina? When the Ruach, Zer Anpin, which blows in 12 Ruchot, 12 winds of perfumes, in 12 combinations of Havaya, it rises to Bina when the right and left of Bina have ascent. And they don't have ascent when there is a dispute between the right and left of Bina. And sometimes they bear ascent, the illumination of Chochmah, and sometimes they don't. Then the Ruach, that wind, shines in its light, for it determines and corrects the right and the left of Bina by unifying them in one another. And the Ruach is peace, and it is called peace, Shalom, because it makes peace between the right and left of Bina. And by correcting the lines in Bina, also the Vav is merited in those same three lines, and then it separates from Bina and comes to its place. 78. The Ruach, wind, Zer Anpin, which corrected the lines in Bina, when it separated from Bina and came to its place, is divided into three shades, three lines. He too had attained three lines like Bina, for they are in a blazing fire, wind and water. Fire, left line. Wind, middle line. And water, right line. When it is divided into three shades, each one is blazing in its own place. In Zer Anpin, and it strengthens the three shades of Bina, and it strengthens the three lines of Bina. Every line which emerges in the Anpin, it is because it strengthened the corresponding line in Bina, 79. That illumination which expands from that Ruach, from that wind, to every side from the three particular sides of his, three lines on the middle line of Vav. One shade is blazing fire, and it strengthens it, which is the left line. Another shade is blazing water, and it turns it off, the right line. A third shade is blazing wind, the middle line, and it shines upon him as a velvet, and it is blazing in two sides, the right and the left. And those three shades are one chariot, the letter Vav, meaning they are a chariot to the middle line of the Vav. The particular middle line of the Vav is also called Vav, like the Vav in the name Havaya. Because every middle line, wherever it is Vav. 80.
Questions? Yeah.
What are Merkavot, chariots?
It's a system. It's a system. There's an upper chariot, a lower chariot. Merkava, chariot, is Gar of Atzilut, usually. That's what we talk about. But also sometimes we say Merkava, that is Zad Debina. That same system that is that governs us, that we integrate in it if we equalize in it. That's it. Yeah.
Gil Itzkovich from the Young Group is asking, how can we reach a state where no one exits, comes out from the right intention?
Arvut. If I'm concerned in my heart, even in a egoistic way, that my group will be strong, otherwise I won't reach my goal that I'm trying to reach, then that concern has to work in me in a way that I'll be concerned about everybody. We were separate for a whole day. There's people that have a long drive home, or their groups in Israel, or go back overseas. We have to be concerned that they will be able to, they'll keep feeling that spirit that we felt. Otherwise, everything's going to fall and get lost. If there won't be this general feeling, I won't be able to stand against it. I'll fall too. Our problem is that we don't feel why we fall. And what our teachers tell us is the lack of alvut. And we don't listen because we don't have it in our feeling. How can it be that we have it in our feeling if we're not in the force of bestowal yet? So we don't feel it. That's a problem. We disregard it, the force of the group. And that's why we can't hold on to those high states and keep rising more and more. If we were connected, then we would never drop. Because then, like in the whole system, there are actions that straight or opposite, up and down, at once. Some parts work in that direction and some in the other, but they're all towards advancing. You can advance also by going backwards, like in a bike, in wheels. If it's a connected system, even though somebody goes down or up, he's always takes powers from the others and continues their actions, and it all connects to this one process. But if we disregard the unity, so everyone on his own has no ability to advance because he can't be in two actions at once. Like in a motor. Look how many parts are in there. You need to be in 10 sfirot at the same time, meaning in 10 qualities at least. I don't even talk about it that those 10 divide. But you have to be in the first 10 sfirot, meaning in the first 10 qualities, well, in 9. You have to be at once in 9 qualities. Yeah. Different qualities. How can you do that? Can somebody do it? No. In one quality, hardly. We can hardly hold on to. Right away, we're kicked out of there. But how can you reach the first 10 sfirot? You can't. So then that's why, if not for unity, what can you do? Malchut takes what she receives from Yesod. Yesod collects everything he got from the things prior to him. All the qualities are opposite. I can't be at the same time in Chesed and in Gvoa. How can I do that? How is that possible? Netzachod. No? I can't. It's impossible. There's no one angel who does two actions. It can't be. And then it turns out that if not for at least one more person that's opposite from me, so I can't do it alone. I can't work alone. That's why, if we don't unite, that everyone behaves or performs according to how we are worked from above. So all of us together, nothing will happen. Yeah.
There's a question about Lag BaOmer, the count of the Omer. A student from Israel is asking, today is Lag BaOmer, the day where Rashbi departed. In the Zohar, it speaks a lot about the soul of Rashbi. Can you explain?
There was a few times that we had a dinner at Rabash. That's it. What can I say about it? I have two shows with Bensi. Are they already in our archive? It's already on the air? So, I don't care if it's on the air. Is it in the archive for download? Yeah, good. So, you can go in there and watch the show. And for now, we'll go to the next part.
Now we're moving on to the next part of the lesson.